The following program is rated R by sane people everywhere due to explicit language used within the content of this podcast. Now, for those of you that don't know, the opinions expressed in this podcast are Savar's and Savar's alone and are not to be affiliated with Marsha Radio X or anyone else sane enough to be affiliated with Marsha Radio X. The management holds no responsibility over what Savar says. They only play it. If you are offended, you like it, whatever, send us questions, comments, fan mail, hate mail, all to savar@marshallradiox.com. Let's get on with the podcast now, shall we? It's time to get brutal! Hey everyone, it's your favorite guy to hate, it's Savar, and well, here we are with another nuclear today, and well, yeah, I'm not putting this out as often as I should, and I'm working on that. Just, you know, work and home life and everything else seems to start creeping up on you when you own a home, and damn, it does. So, I have to be very careful within a lot of what I say, whether it be here on the podcast or even on the on Nuclear or on the Savar's Lair podcast, due to the fact that, well, when your operations manager, and I said this on the actual Savar's Lair podcast, when your operations manager comes up to you and says, dude, I found your podcast just randomly on the internet, and I'm like, oh, awesome, what'd you think? And then I'm starting to think to myself going, which one did he listen to? Was it the new one? Was it one of the older ones? Okay. So he's like, you know, every time someone makes a mistake, you just want to punch him in the face. I'm like, oh God, no. The worst one you could possibly even listen to, you're listening to that one. That was the one where I was so pissed off with somebody at my work where he made 7 mistakes in one day that I had to fix and correct because of my job. And we realize that you take stuff home with you, whether you like it or not. And even here on Nuclear, I do that to myself a lot. And I sit there and I bitch, why, moan, and complain about things that really you should have more common sense to. So take, for instance, it's that time of the year here in the Cape Cod area of Massachusetts. I live in Wareham, so it's close enough to the Cape. They call it the gateway to the Cape. You know, you got to go through Wareham or Plymouth to get to Bourne and then go over one of the two bridges, the Sagamore or the Bourne Bridge, which both suck. Yeah, tell me about it. And when there's 8 billion cars that want to go across and the traffic backs up into Wareham because it's that far backed up, you get assholes that drive. Now, mind you, I had the right of way. I'm sitting here driving in my straight line, in my lane, minding my own business, with the car in front of me, not that far in front of me, when the car to the left of me, to the right of me, is trying to pull into the left lane. Problem is I didn't know. See, when you don't use your turn signals, I'm probably going to run you off the road. And that's almost exactly what happened. If it wasn't for the fact that I need my car to get back and forth to work in order to keep paying the bills, I probably would have taken that dude out. I wasn't mad enough that day to actually sit there and just go, ah, fuck it, dude, dude's going into the wall. Not that I haven't done shit like that in the past. I actually have been in my fair share of accidents, specifically in parking lots, where dipshits decide to cut me off. Now, granted, back then I had beater cars and pieces of shit that I could actually just do that with. Now, with my current car, I actually like it, and the front end has a little damage to it, but still, it's not a beater. It runs good. It's the first relatively newish car I've had, not some beat-up piece of shit. But things get out of hand with road rage incidents. Now, mind you, I just laid on the horn, my finger out the window, and started screaming, grabbed my bat in case the dude decided he was going to get out of his vehicle and say something to me. I was waiting. Believe me, I was. But when you take out your road rage issues on the road, like some videos that I've seen recently, a couple of guys, there were actually three vehicles involved in this road rage incident, where finally one of the dudes that was in the truck who caused all the problems, got so pissed off with the other guys pissing him off because he pissed them off, pulls a gun out and starts shooting. Now, that's taking road rage a little too far. Folks, when you have to start slinging hot lead because you're that pissed off at another person, you don't deserve to own a gun. And there's a... This goes back to... This is all going to boil into one big thing here in just a minute, so just mind me right now. Now, the same thing goes with these gang shooters, too. They sit there hanging out their cars or open up side doors of a van and start blasting up a neighborhood because they don't like that dude's color. Oh, he's wearing blue, or he's wearing red, or he's from a Mexican gang, or he's from a... And they do this with rival biker gangs too, folks. I'm not even gonna say they don't. But it's not just road rage at this point anymore. It's that you're deliberately starting to just start shooting at people and getting more innocent people involved than need to be involved, and you don't seem to fucking give two shits. Now, mind you, the reason I didn't put that guy into the wall is due to the traffic, because innocent people would have been involved in the accident that I didn't really want to bring that down upon them. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, he's been calm and speaking this whole time. He hasn't been screaming or yelling. Well, I believe in the fact that cooler heads can prevail. And in this case, I'm using a cooler head to try to get my point across, is that there's actually supposedly I don't know if it's a Massachusetts or a federal thing, but there is a bill supposedly going into effect, and I have to look into more details on it, about guns. Well, all you gun-toting nuts that sit there and start shooting out your fucking windows, shooting out the sides of van doors. Now, I'm not saying that they're actually legitimate voters and give half a shit because they use illegal weapons. But when you're sitting there getting into a road rage incident where you're shooting out your window at two other people that you originally pissed off, that are showing you how pissed off they are with you, and then you start shooting at them, that's not self-defense anymore, man. That's just you shouldn't own a gun. Okay? I'm not against having guns. Mind you, I believe in the Second Amendment, and I believe that we all have the right to bear arms. You know, the fuzzy ones with little claws on the end. Haha, jokingly. We all deserve the right to actually own a gun to protect anything that we feel that we need to protect. The problem is that there's so many gun laws in place as well, is if someone breaks into my house and comes at me with a knife, and I shoot him and kill him, I go to jail for murder. Motherfucker broke into my house with the intent of stabbing me and probably killing me with that knife. How many people have said, never bring a knife to a gunfight? Alright? So mind you, I don't actually own anymore any actual firearms. I do own guns in one respect, though. And they are air-powered projectiles. Now, I'm not talking airsoft guns. Absolutely not. You guys know, I have been, and gals know, I have been an avid paintball player for many, many years. I got a whore before that goes into something bad. But I've been an avid paintball player for many years. Now, mind you, paintballs sting. They leave paint. It hurts for a while. You get left with a well. It can take an eye out. It can probably burst your testicle if fired at point-blank range. I go a little bit further than that, and I take the paintballs, and I don't freeze them. No, no. I find 68 caliber marbles. Now, I have turned a paintball gun into a lethal weapon, especially if I'm firing it at your skull, firing at 300 feet per second, and it's going to break your skull, and it's probably going to cause a lot of collateral damage. Now, mind you, that's like saying I'm shooting somebody with a 22. Can you kill someone with a 22? More than likely. Can you kill somebody with 68 caliber marbles firing at over 200 miles per hour? Yeah, you can. You hit them just right, nanite. But, and mind you, the New Bedford Police Department has had their fun with taking away my 68 caliber marbles on more than one occasion. So yeah. I'm well acquainted with the New Bedford Police Department and them not liking my 68 caliber marbles due to the fact that in New Bedford, crime was a lot more rampant than it is here in Wareham. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but, you know, New Bedford, if you got anything that looks brand new, expect it to get stolen or broken into or whatever. That's why you kind of don't... I didn't keep nice cars in Wareham. Now, granted, my car's not really super nice. Granted, I did say it had front-end damage. But by the time I got that, I was already living in another town. So, yeah. Especially one with a bit less crime. I mean, the most crime that we have here right now is people crashing into my fucking retaining wall in front of my house and crashing into trees and walls and houses and because I live on a bad corner. That's why there's a guardrail up for my next-door neighbor's house because people just love to hit that thing. And yes, they have hit it once or twice in front of my own house. But keeping a cooler head is actually something that you should do. Now, mind you, even though I have 68 caliber marbles, and I do use them for self-defense and for home defense with my paintball markers, am I going to just start going around shooting people with them? No. Am I going to... If I used to own a Colt 45 long slide... Okay, now, a lot of you will sit there and listen to this and go, wow, really? Yes, I told you I was a gun owner, and I support gun owners, and I support gun ownership, responsible gun ownership. Now, mind you, if you're building up an arsenal for the doomsday machine, you know, or the doomsday whatever, you know, Skynet coming to life and blowing up the entire world, yeah, I'm not going to call you an irresponsible gun owner because more than likely you are more than capable, responsible gun owner. You just have a problem. Like, nobody needs to be able to fucking arm an entire army worth of people, a battalion of troops, in their own house. It's like, oh, someone broke... I'd be more worried if someone broke into my house and going, which gun am I going to go and grab out of the safe? The SKS, the AR-15, the Bushmaster, the M16, the musket. Am I going to go grab the Glock 9mm, the semi-automatic, the fully automatic, the Colt? What am I going to grab? That would be my biggest fear, was to be the guy that's got too many guns sitting in his house going, hey, someone just broke in. What am I going to use to shoot him with? Meanwhile, this guy's robbed me blind by the time I figure out what gun I want to grab to scare the shit out of him. Be like, freeze, perp! Be like, shit, my TV's gone, my air fryer's gone, my computer's gone. Yeah, you steal my air fryer, man, I don't give a shit who you are, I will kill you. But I'm not one of those people that just go nuts over an air fryer. But crime and punishment is basically what we're looking at. Now, I get the guys that go, well, I need a high-capacity magazine. And yes, I do. Like I said, I agree with the Second Amendment is that the U.S. government should not have any type of weaponry that's not available to the public. But I also agree with the public saying that people are going around shooting shit up. Okay. Not responsible gun owners if they're going around shooting up people in office rampages and school rampages. Or those people that their kids get a hold of their guns and start shooting up the school. Even these kids that get a hold of illegal guns. Seriously, I know there's a huge market for illegal weaponry. And why? I don't know. But it should be you have to pass some kind of a test to say that yes, you are a responsible gun owner and that you do not have any mental problems saying that you are going to go around and start shooting shit up. Now, I'm sure these people probably never thought they were going to go around shooting shit up either. But still, cooler heads will always prevail. I don't give a fuck how pissed off you are with someone. Shooting them in the face is not acceptable. As much as I want to do it myself too when I have to deal with stupid people, even at my own work. And I think, if I had a gun, I'd shoot him in the face. No, I wouldn't. Because if you put that gun in my hand and go ahead, shoot him in the face. I look at you and go, what are you, fucking stupid? Because it's not the appropriate punishment for the crime. In this case, it is not the appropriate punishment for the wrongdoing. All right, the dude, all he did is he screwed up his count on a pallet. I'm not going to shoot him in the face for that, but if he does it 10 times in one day, yeah, okay, then the beatings will commence. Maybe then the whole punching you in the face every time you make a mistake idea comes into fruition, you know? And it's just one of those deals where you got to be careful with anything that you say and do nowadays, because you don't know what's going to set somebody off. And that's why I said at the beginning of the program that I know my operations manager is listening in on this, whether or not he actually listens to everything that I've put out or he just listened to one random podcast is a different story. So I can't mention his name. He knows who he is. If he is listening, then yes. Okay? I know I have to watch what I'm saying. It's bad. But do you think if I said something bad about him, he's going to sit there and punch me in the face? No. Because he knows damn well he'll lose his job over it, and so will I if I go and punch someone in the face for making a mistake. Thus, the point of cooler heads prevailing. As much as you want to sit there and try to get your frustrations out, there are places that actually allow you to do that. For me, my venting was paintball, because I got to shoot at other human beings without actually killing them. Might have caused them some pain and discomfort by shooting a 68 caliber paintball, paint-filled gelatinous shell at them, but yeah, that was my fun. And yeah, sure, I got shot many a times. I didn't care. It was my venting. It helped me to cope with my problems. Now, mind you, some people use boxing to help cope with them out there in physical fitness. Yeah, go ahead, hit a punching bag. Pretend you're beating somebody's face with it. It'll help you calm down. Again, like I said, cooler heads will prevail. That guy that cut me off, do you know what I did when I came home? I came home, I had a pillow, and I started beating the shit out of it. Mind you, that pillow is not on my bed anymore because it got torn from beating the hell out of it. But as much as I had that fit of rage for that moment, I was able to keep it contained. Now, I'm not trying to do this as a public service announcement, because honestly, there are some fucking stupid people out there that really should get a baseball bat to the side of the head. But I'm not going to be the one to do it. As much as I want to, I'm not going to be the one to do it. Unless, of course, you know, you rebroadcast or retransmit this show without my expressed written consent. Yeah, then I will find a baseball bat and take you out at the knees. But yes, cooler heads always prevail. And that's what you have to remember. Keep calm. Relax. You want to go around shooting shit up? And this is the whole reason why these bills are getting passed for gun control, is because of these fucking morons that go around shooting up offices and go around just blasting other gang members because they don't like them. Not because there's actually, hey, Jerome, I hated you in high school. You join the Bloods, I'll join the Crips, and then we're just going to start shooting at each other. Nah, because some of these guys that joined these gangs, maybe they were friends at one point, but now they're enemies because they've got a particular color on, or they want to be part of a gang, organized crime. Seriously. It's those guys that are involved in crime, organized, disorganized, any type of thing that you want to call it. But it's anyone that's committing a crime using a firearm that gives firearms a bad name. Am I advocating saying, hey, let's take guns away from everybody because of this? Absolutely not. Now, if you find yourself in a situation where somebody's shooting at you and you shoot back in self-defense, that's one thing. But if you don't find yourself in that situation and you just start shooting somebody because you pissed two other people off that are actually trying to get you to pull off the road because you're a jackass, yeah. Yeah, I'll support that all day. I will support taking guns out of the hands of those that are inept to use them. Not everybody's inept. So just remember that. Not everybody's inept, but those that are don't deserve them. Having a gun is a nice, fun thing to do. Hell, I even have been to shooting ranges on multiple times, and I enjoyed actually shooting at targets. Now, I've had some bad bosses in the past. Have I pictured myself sniping one with a rifle? Oh yeah, you're damn straight I have. Don't worry about that. I vent my anger in those ways. Do I do that with my current bosses just so he can relax right now? No, I don't do that with any of my current bosses other than some of the supervisors that are pretty dumb that when you throw a baseball at a dummy, you sit there and go, that was that guy. Because those guys are dumb. But do I picture myself shooting at anybody in the office? No. Would I? No. Absolutely not. It's those people that cause all our problems. Now, sure, I've said the same thing over and over and over again, but I'm trying to make this point to you. It's stupid if you want to stop gun control from happening because you believe in the Second Amendment to the point where it is the law, it is this, it is that. The Constitution was made to be amended. And sometimes they have to fix the mistakes that the forefathers couldn't think of. This is one of them. Am I for supporting the bill? Yeah, if it has a measure into it, the saying that people have to pass a mental health test in order to be able to get a CDL. Yeah, I'm all for it. CDL, concealed carry. God, CDL. Yeah, some truck drivers need to pass a mental competency test, especially when a truck driver is pulling a load and forgets to lock his gooseneck in the kingpin in the gooseneck, and then drops the trailer as he's leaving the building. Good job. I won't mention the trucking company either because they have some winners, but there are a couple of trucking companies I will tell you that I know don't come to us. So, but it's not that they come to us and they do stupid stuff where I work. Just, if you've seen the videos, and I know you've seen them online, Swift, Old Dominion, good Lord, avoid them like the plague. You see a Swift truck, just gun it. Who cares? Just gun it. Get out of there. That driver's probably going to take you out along with about 52 other people on the highway. But yeah, relax. Take your time when doing anything. Have a cooler head. Pass a mental health test if you want to be able to have a concealed carry. Be able to do it. Now, does that mean that everybody that passes a mental health test is still not going to go around shooting up offices? Absolutely not. But you need to make people aware of these things directly and 100% saying that, listen, if you use this gun in any way, shape, or form, or use any other type of gun, you will never be able to own one for the rest of your life. As a matter of fact, you probably might be put to death for it. Maybe if you add that in, public execution, that might end gun violence to a degree. Especially bringing back capital punishment to the point of an eye for an eye. I said this way back when O.J. Simpson got busted. I said if he gets convicted, he should be stabbed as many times as he stabbed each one of them. Now, granted, we all know O.J. didn't get convicted, so eye for an eye kind of went out the window. Was I happy? Yes and no. I the fact that who really did do it is a different story, but the lawyers did their job and they got him found not guilty by a jury of his peers. Do I think it was the wrong decision? No, maybe. But do I think it was the right decision? No, because it wasn't mine to make. It was those people's decision to make. Now, mind you, again, like I said, an eye for an eye, and I keep varying off here, but an eye for an eye policy would probably be one of the best things out there. Public hangings. Oh my God. Public lynchings. Public shooting, firing squads. Public stabbing squads. You know, if you start bringing capital punishment to the forefront like it used to be, you're going to see a lot less violent crime, because you're going to put the fear of the repercussions and the fact that it's being publicly displayed to everybody that if you do what that guy did, you're going to be in the same situation. But it's inhumane and barbaric. No. It's not. Because if you go around and you don't keep your cool and you go around shooting people up, then yeah. Cool, as I said, cooler heads prevail. All you got to do is sit there. Is if you bring back that eye for an eye capital punishment thing, you're going to sit there and look at people are going to look at you and go, "Huh. I need to keep a cool head about this, because if I go and do what I'm thinking about doing, I'm going to wind up in a public firing squad." Cooler heads prevail, folks. And that means cooler heads prevail when it comes to me getting content out to you. I know a lot of you people are just chomping at the bit to get me to for me to get new content. But you also have to realize something. Again, as I said at the beginning, home and work take up a lot of my time sometimes. Especially with cranberry harvest coming up, I may have to be taking a lot more time at work than I will be having a home life, so to speak. So yeah, is it going to affect my podcast? It has for the past 15, 16 years I've been doing cranberry harvests. And let me tell you something, I've been doing this on the radio, not so much podcasts, but that's kind of a newer thing, but I've been doing radio broadcasting on the internet now for well over 23 years. August 28th is actually Marshall Radio X's 23rd birthday. We all know how this started. It started as Paintball Marshall Radio and eventually became Marshall Radio and Marshall Radio X within a year. Because when I started Paintball Marshall Radio, it was a good thing. It was a new thing. It was a fresh thing. Nobody really talked about paintball news, and then all of a sudden, 8,000 fucking paintball radio stations are coming out. Look what I started. Yay. So then I changed it to Marshall Radio because I wanted to play the music and I wanted to get some other things, as well as creating something that I called the Gamecast Network. Gamecast Network became a wonderful thing that I actually broadcast live in-game. That's right. I was sitting there as a spectator watching the game unfold and watching each team go at it head-to-head, and it all started with Starfleet Command 2. And yeah, I had done matches in Quake 3. I've done matches in other games, as well as Elite Force, some other first-person shooters. You name it. I've even done it in MechWarrior. MechWarrior 4. Just so that we're clear on that one. But then, next thing you know, esports gaming started becoming a major, huge thing, and then everybody in Under the Sun wanted to have their own in-game broadcasting thing. Thanks. Thanks for taking the idea from me. It's awesome. But, again, as I said, things evolve over the years, and I started doing all heavy metal. And I kind of started dropping a lot of the stuff that I used to do, and now I'm trying to find content to go back to the way things used to be. Gaming news, paintball news, regular and general news, just fun bits and clips and stuff for you to enjoy. And that's why you guys need to keep a little bit of a cooler head, because between work and home, I don't have a whole hell of a lot of time to be finding all this content, and then by the time I find the content and I'm ready to record it, it's so outdated, it's not funny. And even by the time I record it and get it out there to you guys, sometimes it's outdated already again. Which is why I try to find lasting news stories. Stuff like, if I talk about like Hurricane Irene hitting, or Tropical Storm Irene hitting California, that's so out of date now. Like 2 weeks ago. But if I were to talk about bigger news, like, I don't know, like something coming up in the next few months, like a new show on TV, then, yeah, that's not so dated anymore. It will be dated in time, but that's what I gotta find. It does take a lot of effort to run these shows, especially to prepare them, and I want you all to understand that. Please do keep a cooler head. I am trying my hardest, the best that I can. Like I said, between work and home, life gets chaotic. And I have to keep a cooler head, because I'm not going to blow up at some of you people that are sitting there emailing me going, "Well, you're a fucking loser. You can't even put out a fucking podcast? Like you said you were going to do every month?" Yeah, well, sorry. And these names I will mention. So, David M., to answer your question, no, I don't suck dicks, but your mom sucks mine. Have a nice day. And to answer, which one is it here? I was looking at it just a minute ago. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, but I'm guessing it's some Indian name. So, yeah. So this Indian dude is pissed off at me for not sending him our merch. We don't have merch. Plain and simple. I replied to you with a middle finger because I know you're the type of person that probably sits there, asks for merch from all these radio stations and whatever, and then sells knockoff stuff. Well, I don't have merch, not because of that reason, it's because I can't afford to purchase it to resell it. Again, having a home and a mortgage and this radio station takes a lot of money. It's not cheap. That's why I'm trying to monetize this in a way without getting myself in trouble with the RIAA. Because you know them greedy bastards, they want every fucking dime that they can pull out of you. Especially because they think the internet radio is a bunch of slack-jawed faggots that steal music all the time. Guess what? Nah, I don't steal music. I legitimately buy all my music on Amazon Music, Yahoo Music, and I think there was one other site I buy it off of. But I legitimately buy it, and they still keep asking me for the receipts, and I send them digital receipts every single time. But I keep a cool head. You see we're all of the, how all of this goes. But I keep a cooler head. And you have to. Because if you don't in this world, and you don't try to, you know, keep calm, this world's going to kill you. Like it or not. Whether you die because of high blood pressure, a heart attack, a stroke, whatever, or your own stupidity while trying to exact revenge on someone, or maybe you try to exact that revenge and you get killed in the process because you're trying to get revenge on them, and they catch you and, you know, you're the one that ends up dying instead, then yeah, again, keep a cool head. Life's vicious, man. just relax. Coast through. Get through this thing called life. Make yourself happy. Beat off on a regular basis. I don't know. Ladies, do what you gotta do. You know, with a little vibrator there. Make yourselves happy. I'm pretty sure if everyone's having a lot more sex in this world, whether they were masturbating, having sex, or just by some other means, because there's some weird shit out there that can give you pleasure, I guess, by like touches and whatever, then do it, as long as it's not illegal. Now, if something gives you pleasure, like, you know, being a kid toucher, get the fuck off this radio broadcast right now, because honestly, you don't need to be here. That's a crime. Do what makes you happy. That's not a crime. How's that sound? Now, granted, it doesn't mean I should say, go smoke a ton of pot and maybe make yourself happy, because, you know, shit, I know guys that smoke pot and they're not happy. They're just stoned and hungry. Hungry is not happy. And then there's those guys that sit there and go, okay, I mean, what makes me happy? Doing a ton of coke. Yeah, no, but that's going to kill you. So that's what I'm trying to tell you to avoid. If you just pleasure yourself or pleasure another person legally, then hey, you're able to keep calm. That's what this world needs, a lot more nookie. But no, the Catholics got us so repressed about, you know, having sex and shit, you know. Did you ever notice that, though? If you look way back when, like, crimes were not huge. And a lot of people, and the Bible talks about one particular thing, which, yeah, me quoting the Bible is actually kind of a funny thing. I might spontaneously combust here. But the Bible talks about, like, Sodom and Gomorrah. How they were, like, basically Las Vegas. They were the biblical version of Las Vegas. You don't see too many people unhappy in Las Vegas unless, of course, they're broke and they've lost their entire life savings. So, yeah. I see that. But the sex, the debauchery, as long as it was legal, kept them all happy. And crime was not bad. That's it. I mean, I'm sure if someone sucked Vladimir Putin's dick more, he wouldn't have even tried to invade Ukraine. So ladies, Russian ladies, do your country a favor. Go give him a BJ. Give him a handy job. I don't care what you gotta do. But get that dude's... Get some sense into that man's head by pleasuring him. Either that, or somebody get him a fleshlight. I mean, shit. That dude needs it. And some of you people out there that support your particular political party, especially certain political figures, really need to give yourselves a handy job and have a fleshlight and do some self-pleasure, and because you are some uptight, stuck-up motherfuckers. And you really, really need some sexual release. Because you'll sit there and just go, ah, I'm not so uptight about things anymore. Or maybe, who knows, it might take a few... It might take multiple times for you to sit there and go, I don't care. Beat off 6-7 times a day. But just remember, keep your zinc content up, guys, because, you know, beating off will eventually make you go blind if you're beating off like 600 times a day. But make sure to keep that zinc content up. Alright, enough of my nonsense. Just remember, cooler heads prevail. And any rebroadcast, retransmission, any redistribution of this program without my expressed consent, written consent, and the consent of Marshall Radio X will probably involve me getting a large baseball bat, not keeping a cooler head, and beating the shit out of you because you're trying to capitalize upon my original work. There's a writer's strike going on for a reason, folks, and that writer's strike I believe in 100%. So therefore, I may be a content creator, but I'm not selling my content. But I support them. And you should too. With all that being said, I'm Savar, and I'm out.